In this demo, Peter Myers is going to show how you can enable rich time-based analysis in a SQL Server 2008 R2 Analysis Services cube by developing a time dimension.
This demonstration picks up from my previous demonstration creating a simple cube. And where I've left off is that I have this internet sales cube that has three measures and two dimensions of customer and date, but my date dimension at the moment provides merely a date key. So the starting point is to open up my date dimension. So now I have the dimension designer here, and to refine and revise the design to deliver a calendar hierarchy. The requirements at AdventureWork is that they need to summarize their measures by sometimes calendar year, calendar quarter, month, or date. So the first thing to look at in the dimension designer is that we have this browser that allows us to browse the hierarchies in the dimension, of which there is only one date key. We have an all member at the top, we can expand, and then we can see the individual members beneath that. The first thing is, what we see here is the key value from the table, not a user-friendly label. So I can switch back to the dimension structure, select the attribute, and here in the property window, the first thing I do is update the name. From an end user perspective, this represents date. The name column then allows me to bind to a column in the table, like date label, to provide a more friendly label for that attribute. Now I'm going to introduce month key, calendar quarter key, and calendar year key. And this introduces three additional attributes. And so let me start with the month key. Again, there's very much a pattern here. We come and ensure that the name is adequate, that the name column binds to a user-friendly label that's already been prepared in my data. And then likewise for quarter. And because everything that I do in this date dimension is calendar-based, I'm simply going to call it quarter. And then we'll use the calendar quarter label column for its name. And for year, same story. And now when I deploy the database, it deploys the updated definition of that dimension and reprocesses it. So now I can switch across to the browser, reconnect. Our drop-down list now shows us we have these four attribute hierarchies. And when I select year, we get to see the distinct years that we have. When I select quarter, we get to see the distinct quarters of the years. And so on for month, and then date. Now, in consideration that some users need to filter on a particular date, it's terribly inefficient and frustrating to provide this type of hierarchy that consists of potentially thousands of members. There must be a better way. And that better way is to produce multi-level hierarchies. So switching to the dimension structure, I take the year attribute and drag it into my hierarchies pane. This creates a new hierarchy and allows me to assemble the levels of the hierarchy from the attributes of the dimension. So I can take quarter and make that the new level, and month, and then date. And then I select the hierarchy, and in my properties window I say that this is going to be called the calendar hierarchy. Now there are built-in best practice alerts. When I hover over these blue squigglies, it presents a tooltip and tells me that there are potential oversights in my design. And the oversight that it's telling me here is that there are no attribute relationships between the levels and the attributes that relate to the levels for this hierarchy. So the second tab in the dimension designer, the attribute relationships, visually shows me this. It's telling me that year, quarter, and month relate directly to the date attribute, and yet months belong to quarters and quarters belong to years, and this would be much, much more efficient in our design and would support more efficient processing and querying of our cube. So the way that we can fix this is that we can take date, drag it on top of quarter to say that months belong to quarters and that quarters belong to years, and now we have this relationship chain. The relationships themselves can be defined as rigid, which in essence is an optimization saying that the relationships between the members will never move. For example, quarter 2 of 2006 would never move to year 2008. And this is an optimization that allows more efficient storage and processing of the aggregations in the queue. So now when I switch back to the dimension structure, there is one more concern. And when I hover over this the alert here says, well, if you're using the attribute as a level in a hierarchy, then it shouldn't be visible in its own right. Let's understand that through the browsing. So when I deploy this, and I switch now to the browser tab and reconnect, we see that the drop-down list now presents 5 hierarchies. The calendar hierarchy allows navigation from the all to the year, to a quarter, to the month, and then to the date. So this is far more efficient and convenient for end users. But it doesn't make sense now to also provide this date hierarchy. So really the alert here is saying you can, through the attribute hierarchy visible property, turn them off. They're still there, but they won't be visible to the end user. And now when I deploy, having made that change, and we reconnect, we see our dimension consists of one single hierarchy called calendar. So there's one final and important step to take when developing a date dimension. And this can be best updated through what's called the Add Business Intelligence. Now we can right-click the dimension also here in the Solution Explorer and say Add Business Intelligence. And the wizard here includes the capability to define dimension intelligence. So when we provide the template that this is really a time dimension, we have all of these possible properties that are time-related. And when I say that I have date, month, quarter, and year, what it's done is it's assigned my attributes to those properties. And this is summarized then in the last step of the wizard, that the dimension itself will have its type properties set to time, and the attributes will also be classified by their respective time periods. Now the reason that this is very important is that the cube for certain MDX calculations and semi-additive measures needs to understand which dimension represents time and what attributes represent what classification of time. So this is really a bulk process of updating the type properties of the dimension and attributes. The second part of this demonstration is to create the product dimension by using the dimension wizard, which is very much a best practice. The earlier demonstration used the cube wizard to create a basic dimension, but then there's much more work you need to do in the dimension designer. You can fast track much of this effort by using the dimension wizard directly. So we can use an existing table from the data source view that will be my product. And then it's asking me what is the key column and the name column for the key attribute. So I will choose the English product name. It then recognizes via relationships in the data source view that there are other tables related to the dimension table and we have the option to include them. So this dimension then is going to be built on 3 tables. It then presents to us all of the columns from the combined tables and we have the ability then to rename them. So this will become the product attribute. I wish to include color and list price. And then the keys of the related tables are included as well. So let's include the subcategory. And the product category becomes category. We'll name this the product dimension. And then we can now see the product dimension is added to the project and it opens up the dimension designer. So when I deploy this, and we browse this dimension, we have all of these attributes from category, but we note that we only have keys here, not the actual names of the category. And likewise for the subcategory, we have the keys, but not the names. For the product, this was configured correctly because the first part of the wizard allowed us to select the name column. Color is fairly straightforward. The distinct colors we have are now members of the hierarchy. And then we have list price, which presents to us all of the distinct list prices. But we have to ask ourselves whether this is really an appropriate hierarchy to have in the dimension. It would be an uncommon question to say, what are the aggregate of sales by all products that cost $9.50? So the way that we deal with this, first of all, let's update the name columns for category and subcategory. So the name column for category will be the English product category name. For subcategory, it's the English product subcategory name. Then we come to list price and we have a property called attribute hierarchy enabled. And essentially we're going to disable it. And you might ask, well, why do we even include it in the dimension? Well, let's see. I am going to do an explicit process of the product. So when I reconnect and I come to the category, we now see we have the names. And likewise for subcategory. And we note the absence of list price. Yet if I come to the product hierarchy and then I say, show me member properties, we can see that list price is in fact included and therefore may be included in reports as supplementary information, but not as hierarchies that allow us to browse and aggregate the measures of the queue. So the last part of this dimension is to construct a multi-level hierarchy. Let's take the category and drag it into the hierarchies pane to form the first level of the products hierarchy. And then subcategory becomes the second level and product the last level. And then we can multi-select those three attributes and then I can specify that the attribute hierarchy visible is false. So now any user working with the products dimension, and we will see this in the browser now, will be presented with just two hierarchies. Products that allows them to navigate from a category to a subcategory to the product, and then color that will allow them to filter and browse by the distinct colors found in the data. And now we need to add this product dimension to the cube. So I come across to the cube, and in the cube structure, I can go ahead and add a new cube dimension. And now I can introduce my product and then go ahead and deploy. Switching across to the browser and reconnecting, we now get to see that we have these measures and we have product and calendar and date. So I can drag the calendar hierarchy to slice the sales measure by years. I can then filter by a particular year like 2007. And then I can bring in my products hierarchy and start to drill down within bikes to mountain bikes to see the sales, and likewise within the quarters of 2007, what the sales were.